This is Richard Hake with WNYC's Weekend Staff Picks. Just some of the events our colleagues are checking out around town. Halloween may be over, but you can always try to spook yourself out at Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn. Joy Y. Wang is the producer of Last Chance Foods and is looking forward to a visit.
Especially this time of year because the leaves are changing or have just fallen. I heard that right now the bluebirds are migrating through, so you might be able to see some bluebirds this weekend. And so if the weather is nice, I'm going to go check it out.
And it's kind of a historic place. There's tours.
Absolutely. I just downloaded the app for a self-tour of Greenwood Cemetery, and there's this great tour by Pete Hamill. And being a journalist, I'm kind of biased, and I'm looking forward to hearing his dulcet tones guide me through the cemetery as I look at all the historic monuments and sculptures.
Seems like there's an app for everything, but not for live music quite yet. Ana Karina Quiros is from the membership department, and she's looking forward to a concert on Saturday by the band Spirit Family Reunion, playing at the Music Hall of Williamsburg.
My friend gave me tickets to see them, and I'm really excited. I hadn't heard of them before. They're a really high-energy, folky, good-time band, and I've been listening to them a lot. I'm really excited.
What kind of instruments do they play?
They have a banjo, they have a fiddle, and they even have a washboard, which is pretty awesome.
I wouldn't be surprised if reporter Jim O'Grady plays the washboard, since he has many talents. Storytelling is one of them, and he suggests the Cornelia Street Cafe in the Village on Saturday for its monthly presentation of The Liar Show.
Four storytellers without notes get up and they each tell a story. Three of them are telling a true story. One of them is telling a lie. And when they're done, they all get up on stage and the audience grills them with questions, trying to catch out the liar. And when that's over, everyone in the audience votes on who they think the liar is. And then comes the big reveal. And if you've guessed the liar, you get that great American prize, the free T-shirt.
So is it always the same storytellers?
No, The Liar Show has a rotating cast of storytellers. It just so happens that this weekend, I'm one of those storytellers.
So, Jim, you're the storyteller, so can you tell us, will you be reading a true story or a fake story?
Richard, I always tell the truth. You know me.
Visit WNYC.org to get more information on our staff picks. You can also comment or suggest your own weekend activity. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.